little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Guys, just a trigger warning on this. This is a full-on 100% Jemember alert. That's right, Ireland. There is a Jemember alert in full effect this afternoon. Could be talking about fat frogs, freaky foots, Mr. Freezes, and not just ice creams.
No.
All I can think of is ice creams now. Maxi Twists, Viennettas, Romantica.
Do you remember those Panda licorice bars?
Do you remember the Thyme toffee bars? Do you remember macaroon bars? Guys, do you remember?
Why?
Gladiators wrapped up on Saturday night. And I had no idea that we had some good news. A bandwagon upon which I could hop. The Irish winner of the BBC's Gladiators reboot. By the way, this has been absolutely massive, Gladiators, the reboot. Of course, it was always... Didn't Sky bring it back? There have been a couple of attempts at a reboot, but this one has been wildly successful over on the BBC. Millions of viewers on Saturday nights. Bradley Walsh and the young fella presenting. And it's been absolute, a runaway, massive success. All of the Gladiators are now household names over there. You got, like, Dave.
Brian.
Mary.
Samantha.
Siobhan.
Yep.
And now we've got an Irish winner as well.
Get out.
Fantastic. This is Mary, or Marie Louise Nicholson. She became the first champion of the BBC's Gladiators. The Dublin fitness trainer powered through the Eliminator. God, I used to watch it. Some of it you'd watch and you go, I could do it. I could totally do that. And then there's other bits you'd be like, oh, no. You're running up the travelator, it's coming against you.
No.
No.
I can barely get up an escalator that's not moving. A moving one that's going against me, it's not going to work.
I can't get up an escalator that is moving in the right direction. I can't get onto it in the first place. She beat Bronte Jones in the final on Saturday night. Our very own Irish champion. Let me call my gladiator guy.
Please do, yeah.
Give me 1 second. Let me call. I think she's based over in England, actually. She's a personal fitness trainer. Well, she'd be a guru now. Maybe she can sort me. Maybe she'll put me into...
It's ringing.
Oh, sorry, that was me. Bit of feedback for you there.
Hello.
Hello, Marie-Louise. Or is it Marie-Louise or Marie-Louise?
Marie-Louise.
Marie-Louise, it's Ray Foley calling from CFM. How are you? Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
We're just hopping on this bandwagon, okay? We're gonna bask in your glory from Saturday night. How are you feeling?
I'm great, Ray. I'm absolutely great. Exhausted. No, I'm joking. I'm loving it. I'm on cloud nine. Absolutely loving life.
It's fantastic. Great to have an Irish winner as well. What's your story? What's your situation? You're based in London, are you?
Yeah, so based in London. I'm working as a PT and a coach,
right,
and an online coach as well. So teaching fitness and CrossFit, and then inspiring people to be healthy and fit.
Oh, did you watch the original? You're probably too young to have watched the original series.
I was about one, Ray.
Right.
Yeah, I was one. But you know when you kind of remember, maybe they were replayed on the TV and you remember the game. See, I remember the one called Jewel. It's like the giant cotton buds.
Yeah.
I definitely remember that one and some Powerball as well. So, and I remember some of the characters like Jess and Hunter and who else was there? There was
the
Wolfman.
The Wolf, of course,
yeah.
Wolfman.
Anger issues.
Anger
issues.
Well, so it would have been, I suppose it would have been in the ether. Definitely the repeats, and people would have been aware of it. And then wasn't there a thing between Jet and, your man Hunter was going out with Ulrika, and all of the intrigue and the stuff going on behind the scenes. So you were aware of it.
I think she was getting with them all. And then
we can neither confirm nor deny.
Today FM would like to
disagree. So then, as a baby, I suppose, at what point, I suppose you work in the world of fitness, were there any other programs or competitions like that that you've tried out before getting into the Gladiators end of things?
No, I always said I wanted to do MasterChef because I used to be a private chef and I always said I'd do that. And then when I was training with one of my pals one day, we saw the ad And we thought, well, we both just sign up. More as a competition with the two of us to see who could get on the live shows.
Wow.
So we both signed up, and I got asked back to the tryouts.
Oh, your friend is second. Your friend hasn't spoken to you since then.
I know, a bit awkward. He didn't make it.
Right, what was his name?
Connor.
Connor. Is he Irish as well?
No.
Oh, right. Well, just as well then. We don't really care then.
I know, exactly. Yeah. We don't need that.
Absolutely, babes. Absolutely. So I've watched these shows, like, you know, the one that they have on Netflix. You know, they're kind of similar to Gladiators, these ninja shows.
Ninja Warrior, yeah.
Ninja Warrior.
Did you ever watch... what was that? Takeshi's Castle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's...
Or Total Wipeout.
Yes.
I used to love them.
They're more comedic and wild, aren't they, really, than this. I imagine you need to be pretty focused, and certainly to go all the way and win it, you need to approach 100%. It like a full-on proper competition.
But I think there was points, though, Ray, that I was a bit like, I didn't really know what I was doing. There was one game in, I think it was the first episode, and I was up on, it's called The Edge, and you basically have to run across these beams at about 40 feet in the air, and there's a gladiator chasing you, trying to knock you down into a net underneath.
Right.
And little did I know, when the gladiator fell down, she missed me and she fell into the net. I could continue trying to get points, but instead I decided to showboat and start dancing around on top of the beams instead of gaining points. So that was a hysterical moment.
But it didn't do you any harm, obviously, because you went on to win. Tell us about...
Exactly. Have fun. That's the take you'd take from that, wouldn't it be?
Well, absolutely, defo. But then, because at the end of every episode, of course, they've got the big final...
The Eliminator.
The Eliminator, of course. And like I was saying, there's some of them you go, ah, Jesus, I could do that, no bother. And then there's bits that are insanely difficult. What was the biggest challenge for you on that?
Definitely, you have to stay focused and you have to do it at the end of every single episode. I think, Ray, it was the only thing I was probably good at. The games, I was okay. But comes the Eliminator, it's because of all those birthday parties back in the day. I used to get the obstacle course blow up. what's it called? The blow up.
The inflatable castles, the bouncy castles.
I've been practicing since the age of two. So I'd say the most challenging on it was probably the Travelator at the very end. You're toast. Your legs are toast. And then you have to try and get up this moving treadmill and reach the top to get you through to the next round. So that was definitely the most challenging. I had a few falls on that.
It looked like hell, but obviously birthdays and communions all up through the years. The traditional Irish upbringing. Yeah. That's what we're sending them over there then to kick the gladiators' arses over there then on the BBC telly.
Who's laughing now?
Exactly. We are the proud Irish. Come here. Did you play sport when you were younger, or is there any and did you compete at anything that might have led you to this?
Yeah, so when I was young, I played all the Irish sports, like Gaelic. I loved Gaelic.
Okay.
I was from Kilmarnock, so I played for the seconds. And then I played a lot of hockey growing up.
Gladiator name. I was just thinking, actually.
Feckin.
Right. That could be the Irish gladiator. Instead, you know.
Write it down.
Feckin. Yeah, and now your gladiator taking on your challenge, Feckin.
Yeah,
you're all right. Sorry, go on. And you hockey as well.
I was thinking more Clover, right? But
Clover,
that intimidating either.
Yeah, it is cutesy. You need to
green machine.
The mean green machine.
Emerald.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's all right. She sparkles bright, but she's tough as a diamond. Well, an emerald. We'll workshop it. Do you know what? We're on the radio. We can ask people to text in their suggestions for an awesome, inspiring but intimidating Irish gladiator.
I think it has to have an Irish flair.
Absolutely. And you'd be wearing green as well. Come here. Where does it go from now? From here, you'll be straight back to work, or what other opportunities? This has been the biggest show on UK TV this year. Where does it go?
I don't think they thought it was going to be this big. It's been a huge success, which is really exciting. And there's a second series coming out. So I would actually love to go back as a gladiator. I don't know how it works. I don't know if that's the way it works.
But you can say it to them. You know, the worst thing can do is say no. Yeah,
the world right.
That'd be class. So we'll come up with your name this afternoon.
You come up with my name, and then I'll email them in, and I'll apply, and I'll have a name ready. And they just can't say no.
You won't be able to say no, yeah. And contractually, you will be obligated to go with whatever name, no matter how inappropriate it is. That we come up with on the radio this afternoon.
Definitely. Yeah, you're in.
She's in.
I'll take it.
She's in. She's our champion. It's been lovely talking to you. Huge congratulations. Come here. I want to give a mention as well of your Instagram, because if anyone wants to do the online coaching, you are an inspiration. Marie Louise L, ELLE underscore. Marie Louise L. Underscore. Am I pronouncing? Am I sufficiently?
That's it. Yeah, Ray. That's it.
That's on the gram. Mary Louise L underscore. Listen, thanks so much for taking the call. It's been lovely talking to you.
It was so nice. Thank you so much.
Cheers,
for having me on, Ray.
Well, you are a gladiator. You have the need and the speed. Have a lovely day. Thanks for taking the call. Right, Irish gladiator names. 0874 100 102. Green warrior from Shane. Shane, that's dreadful. Elizabeth says, the Tato Slayer. That's not bad. Solid tune. Terror Feckin' from Mike.
That's not bad.
How about Milshawn, says Damien. No one's winning any prizes on this one so far, lads. We're talking to Mary Louise Nicholson, who is the most recent winner, an Irish too, from Termin Feckin. The most recent winner of Gladiators over on the BBC TV over in England there. She's based in London. She's a personal trainer. And she says she's up for being a gladiator, the Irish gladiator. Be amazing.
She's clearly got the fitness chops and she's got the charisma and personality.
She's wonderful. I love her already. We're looking for... She needs a gladiator name, though. Mary Louise is not... It's not going to cut the mustard. Mustard cutting is not going to happen with Mary Louise.
Right, well, we've had some options on the old text machine. Well,
0874 100 102, and she says that she'll use whatever you come up with. So your texts this afternoon, WhatsApp, what you got, JP?
Here's what we've got in the mix.
I'll grade them out of 10.
Please do. Shane says the Green Warrior.
No, I said no, I'm wrong.
Pegasus from James and Tree, like Peg Sayers, but also Pegasus.
It's spelled Peg, I see that.
Yep.
I'll give that a 4 out of 10. Oof.
Scary Era from Natalie.
Natalie, no, I no.
The Banshee. She'll haunt you down, says John.
Could it be
A British audience is not going to get the Irish spelling. No.
Banshee with a father?
Not bad.
The Banshee.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 7.
Ooh, hi. D says the Green Flame. Prepare to be destroyed, she says.
No.
Right, okay. Stephen says the Mighty Potato. It doesn't suggest physicality, Stephen, does it?
Stephen, I think for the purpose of just like wanting to be gas, if we were actually picking her name and forevermore for her gladiator career, she would be introduced by Bradley Walsh. And now bring on the Green Potato. I think I'd nearly go for that just out of badness.
Couple more. Maureen says the Emerald Eliminator. Okay. I'd be the Wooden Spoon, says Tony, if I was a gladiator.
That's a good one.
He says it strikes fear into the hearts of all Irish people. Makes sense.
There's nothing more terrifying, but again, over in England, they're not going to have a clue. What in the home counties, they're not going to have a clue what the Wooden Spoon is.
And Geraldine has incorporated Mary Louise's hometown. She says the Termin Feckinator.
Geraldine, you have won 500,000.
Good one.
Brownie points. That's easily the best.
The Termin Feckinator.
The Termin Feckinator. Again, Bradley would have to do a bit of explaining.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show. Hey!